Since its opening more than a year ago, the Za'atari camp has become Jordan's fourth largest city, with more than 140,000 Syrian refugees. The refugees have fled violence, harassment, and fear, but also hunger and deprivation that has come with the war. Sami recalls food shortages during his last week in Syria.
In the last 3 weeks in Syria, we were living on bulgur, tomatoes, and sometimes there was a car that brought bread, but it was very expensive. What can I say? The situation was dark and difficult.
In Za'atari, children go to school, new babies are born, and weddings take place. But life is far from normal, and most people think they will return home one day. Jack Byrne is director for Jordan at the International Rescue Committee. He spoke to VOA via Skype from Amman.
We do not provide them with jobs in Jordan. That is not the policy of the Jordanian government. So we try to provide more counseling, more therapy, more preparation for when they can rebuild their lives.
More than 2 million people have fled Syria, a burden on the host countries. Jordanian Princess Dina Mired tells VOA that Jordan has hosted the refugees to the best of its ability.
And we're not a resource-rich country ourselves, so, you know, the support that we've given to our brothers and sisters from Syria, you know, may not be perfect, but, you know, we've given the best that we have.
Speaking at the United Nations, Jordan's King Abdullah urged the international community to help with the growing number of refugees in his country.
The flow of Syrian refugees in Jordan already equals one-tenth of our own population. It could reach 1 million. So 20% of our population by next year. These are not just numbers. They are people who need food, water, shelter, sanitation, electricity, healthcare, and more.
Byrne says the humanitarian effort in Jordan needs double the amount of current funding to provide relief in the coming year.
When we look at the protracted crisis that may go on for another year, and even if it were to end tomorrow, there would be great need in rebuilding and resettling people. I think we would be talking about anywhere between $5 and $20 million over the next 8 to 12 months.
The United States has announced it's providing an additional $48 million to help refugees in Jordan cope with the coming winter. Carol Pearson, VOA News.